Thank you for joining me today. My name is Reverend Barry King, and I'd like to share with you a reading from a booklet we published a number of years ago called Meditations in Daily Living, A Search for Self-Truth. This booklet was written by two ladies, Rhoda and Randy, who had started using a Ouija board and were getting wonderful messages. And Spirit asked them if they would sit every night for 30 nights so they could give them a message for each day of the month. And this is one of the messages that came through. It's important to understand that these messages aren't edited, that this is the way they came through. And it's a wonderful thing to share, which is why we published it. So, anyway, I'd like to share with you now one that's called Ignoring the Fault Lines. Love is sometimes not where we expect to find it. When the negative in a relationship outweighs the positive, it is time to view it in a different way. If the relationship brings anguish more often than happiness, there is a basic fault. Not fault in the sense that one person is at fault, but rather that there is a difference in the basic way in which two people believe a relationship should be. Everyone enters a relationship with their own history behind them, so we are all different. There are many common threads that fool us into thinking the union is perfect. We choose to ignore the fault lines. This is a very human thing to do because we have a great need to love and be loved. When the fault line quakes, we are shaken and confused. That is the time for a realistic look at how things truly are. It is a time for honesty to ourselves. This is the point where we choose to resurrect or to let go. Letting go is not as negative a response. Letting go is not a negative response at this time. It is a choice to stop the pain and the anguish. The only people involved are the two who carried out the relationship. They are the ones who made the initial choice to be together. Let me repeat, their choice. Letting go implies a new beginning. Be gentle with yourselves. New shoots are very fragile. They need to be nurtured with love and caring in order to become strong. So it is with us. Do not forget, you are one with God and full of His strength. Bless you. You will make good choices. You have the ability and the knowledge. Your struggle confirms this. Thank you, everyone. And this was for day 19. Anyway, I wish you all the best, many bright blessings. Thank you, and hope you join us again. Bye now.